Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is daf Nun Aleph. We've gotten through all of the opening questions. Are we talking about learning Hekesh from Hekesh? Or Gzeres Shaveh? Oh, actually, let's do it the other way. Hekesh, Gzeres Shaveh, Kal Vachomer, Binyan Av. And in that order. And then the question is, do they teach something else? Again, in that order. Hekesh to Hekesh, Hekesh to Gzeresova, Hekesh to Kal Vachomer, Hekesh to Binyanav. We've actually gone through the first 12, and we've gotten up to, we were trying to get up to 13. We weren't able to bring, actually, a raya from Rabbi Meir yesterday. And so, turns out Rabbi Meir was relying on something else, so we've still got the remaining three elements of Binyan Av, and let's take a look at that. So let's look at all of the Dovra HaLamed B'Binyan Av. We want to know, can a Binyan Av, can it be Malamed through a Hekesh Gzeres Shaveh Kal Vachomer of Binyan Av? So we've got the last four. Sorry, I made a mistake. I meant yesterday Binyan Av, we're teaching through a Binyan Av. We're not teaching with a Binyan Av. So we've got all four questions of the Binyan Av. So it turns out, fascinatingly, we haven't been able to bring a raya about the din of a Binyan Av, not Benogea Hekesh teaching a Binyan Av, not Benogea Gzeres Shaveh being a Binyan Av, and not Benogea a Kal Vachomer. So we don't have any clear-cut din Benogea a Binyan Av in terms of its being the secondary limud. How about in terms of its being the primary limud? That's today's question. And Dover Halamed Bevinyanav, can it be Malamed in order of the four limudim we've been talking about? Can it teach through a Hekesh? Can it teach through a Gzeres Shaveh? Can it teach through a Kal Vachomer? And can it teach through a Binyan Av, which is Kamohu? So says Gemara, well, I don't know, but I can try to prove one of the above, okay? I don't have a riot to all of them. But I think I do have a raya to one of the cases. Pshat miyachadah. Let's take a look at one particular example. Remember that we had the beautiful sugya, we've had it many, many times, about how to understand the concept of Ahayah Mizbeach, Kodesh Kodeshim, Kolano Gerbe Mizbeach Yigdash. So remember, we've got this idea that the Mizbeach, once you put something on the Mizbeach, if it's Roy for the Mizbeach on some level, then it actually remains up on the Mizbeach, even if it's possible. And remember that we had the Diak of Zot, Torat Ha'ola, He Ha'ola. So we have the He Ha'ola, He is also a particular Miut. Zot is a miut, and the he of ha'ola, and he gives us three miutim. So what do we do? There's three things that are excluded. So we're trying to figure out, in this brisa, we're trying to figure out what thing is excluded from being allowed to be left on the Mizbeach if it was put up b'psul. So there were all kinds of things that were okay to leave on the Mizbeach, and what Reb Yehuda was looking for was some particular example of a place where the Torah allowed this thing to be done. And since it could be done, so therefore it's kosher under certain circumstances. So therefore, even under circumstances where it's completely not kosher, that must be okay to leave on the Mizbeach. And only something which has no example of where it might be kosher, those are the things to use for the three miutim that are not supposed to be left on the Mizbeach. So, but here we're in the middle of that conversation. And what we're trying to figure out, so let me give you a list of things that are allowed to be kept up on the Mizbeach. And I'll explain to you where there's some basis that that thing would have been okay completely. So let's say lan b'dam. So if dam was kept not on the Mizbeach, all the way past Shkia, then what happens? Now you can't use it. So if that dam was put onto the Mizbeach, can it be left there? Yes. You know why? Well, because we find something similar. I mean, we've had this idea, the Gabe Shchitas Chutz, and the Chiyav of Halah Schutz, or Zrika Schutz, the Gabe Dam, that it could be included also in Halah. So if a Murim are kosher, which we'll see how we know that, if a Murim or kosher, when they were kept over time, that must mean that Dam, it makes sense. Now, this, of course, is a Ma'atzad, so it's a Binyan Av, right? Just like we find that a Murim or kosher, with Belina, so too should Dan be kosher Belina. What makes us think that Lina Bemurim is kosher? Lon Bemurim kosher? Chari Lon Bebosser kosher. Now, this is weird, because Lon Bebosser kosher is not true. Lon Bebosser kosher, what it's talking about is that there are times when the Shlomim is kosher, and a normal Shlomim, not times. I mean, 90% of the time, you know, unless it's a Teda or one of the special Korbanes, but a normal Shlomim is eaten after the next night even, right? You can keep it that day that you shechted it, the whole night, and then the next day. So, I mean, to call that lan is very weird, because that's what's kosher. But okay, so, but we do find a place where something is kept even lechatchila, if it's baser, and it's kept to the next day. So that would mean that lan bebaser is kosher. Sort of far out, but the Gemara is going to discuss how we can use something this far out to prove something. What about yotze? Okay, so what about something that had gone outside of the Azora? The din over there is it's also left on the Mizbeach if somebody was malid on the Mizbeach. Why? Because yotze is kosher on a bama, which is, again, very far out. It's not that yotze is kosher on a bama. It's that a bama is, by definition, yotze. That's the way you're supposed to use it. It makes no sense. Okay, but again, in the broadest kind of extending, let's look for something that we could use it this way, too. As I said, the Gemara is going to ask about these two far-out things. Okay, so what about a tummy? How about something tummy, if it was put on the Mizbeach? How come that's left on the Mizbeach? Well, I mean, look, tamei is actually kosher in a particular circumstances, and that is bavodas tzibur, in the event that rova the tzibur was tamei. So we've got this din that tamei we're allowed to do bring a carbon pesach betuma, right? Okay, so if that's the case, then we leave it up on the mizbeach. How about pigol? How about a machsheves pigol of chutz lezmano? Why would we leave that up on the mizbeach? Well, I mean, that's because a zrika, and for pigol, remember, is the equivalent in another dimension, so to speak, of a kosher carbon, because we say kahartza'at kasher, kahartza'at pasul. So that means you got to do everything right in order for the pigol to be chal and to be a chiev of karetz, right? So it is a meratze for the pigol. So since it works for the pigol, it's already considered to be something, again, a little far out, but it's meratze for pigol, so it's kept on the mizbeach, even where it's not nogea the pigol. Okay, how about chutz l'mekoma? Chutz l'mekoma doesn't require ritzui in order for it to be a chiyuv karas, because it isn't a chiyuv karas. True, but remember that we learn out chutz l'mekoma from chutz l'zmano, because the Torah compared those two constantly. Okay, how about dam that psulim were mekabel the dam? Or how about if they were zorik the dam? How about over there leaving those things that were left on the mizbeach? Where do we find an example of that? Well, if we define the word psulim over here in a very idiosyncratic way, if we say that when it means over here zorku or kiblu psulim, it doesn't mean any psulim. It means people, kohanim, who are tummy. So those people would be psulim de chozer l'avodas tzibur. So it would be the same idea. Since there is a place, namely when we're bringing a carbon betuma, that we would allow such kohanim to do the aveda, those are the psulim that we are referring to. Dr. Barry, you need a prescription for a wake-up pill. I know it's been a rough day, but this should get you all hopping and excited again. Okay. So now let's take a look at that braita, and what we've seen is a ma'amatzinu from a ma'amatzinu, right? That's exactly what we've been looking for. I mean, it started off with that, didn't it? It's a davar alamed bebinyan av. We were learning the imurim from shlamim, and then we were learning the dam with a binyan av from the imurim. And we said, since we find it there, it's kosher, so here it's kosher, and since there it's kosher, here it's kosher. So isn't that an indication that we've answered your question? Can a binyan av be melamed with a binyan av? We just did. Yeah, it looks good, says the Gemara, but we're going to see that it's not really great. Okay, so one of our questions over here, as I said, was, isn't it a little far off the wall? I mean, we're learning something that is puzzle that was put on the Mizbeach from the Basar of Shlamim, which is supposed to be eaten for 2 days. Or we're learning something puzzle, namely Yotze, that's put on the Mizbeach from a Bama where it's supposed to be Yotze. I mean, v'chilo, do we dan a davar shelo be'hechshero, midavash be'hechshero? How can you learn out something that's puzzle and put on the Mizbeach from something that's kosher? Is that a little strange? What does one have to do with the other? Ah, you see, this actually exposes what's going on behind the scenes. And once we understand what's going on behind the scenes, whoops, there goes our raya about a Mamatzino teaching with a Mamatzino. Because what's really happening, remember, as we pointed out at the beginning of the sugya, we started off with the pasuk of Zot Torat Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola, Ha'mogdar Kol HaMizbeach Kol HaLaila. And since it said Zot, that, remember, was a miut, and He is a miut, and Ha'ola, Hey, is a miut again. The specific Ola, so there's only three specific cases that were going to be Mamaya. And on the, all the other things is Kola Sheyigaba Yukta Mizbeach is Mekadesh, anything. So that's really where it comes from. It's not our brains that are thinking this up. The Torah has basically presented us with a conundrum. On the one hand, it's saying Kol on the Mizbeach Yigdash, right? And on the other hand, it's saying Zot, X1, Torat, Ha'ola, X1, what's actually second Ha'ola, He, X1. Okay, so we've got three miyutim. So being left to our own devices in order to fill in the blanks that the Torah has left us, we had no choice but to compare it even to things that appear far out, but we never would have made a Mamatzino on that basis. So the truth is, this is not really a Mamatzino from a Mamatzino. It's all based on the Kol Yigdash, and on the Zot Torat Ha'ola. We're only using our concept here that sounds like a Mamatzino to define what's included in that, what's the most reasonable thing to include in that. But it's not the makor of the limud, in which case we don't have a raya that a Mahatzad or a Mamatzino is going to be able to teach on another Mamat, through another Mamatzino. And therefore, that means that we do not really have an answer to the question that was raised. A binyan av, my Mamatzino is a binyan av, is a binyan av, malamed in a binyan av, I don't know. And as far as the other questions are concerned, is it malamed through a hekesh, through a gzeira shava, through a kavachomer? I have no data about that at all. So, don't know. So we have to be left with the question over here is still outstanding, and therefore we give up on the last four. And curiously, we give up on any data about the Mamatzino, even where the Mamatzino is the secondary limut. Okay, let's take a look now at the next piece of the Mishnah. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Shiyare Adam Ayazorek Al the Davka Yesod ha-ma'aravi shel mizbeach ha-chitzon. Why do we use specifically the western side? My timer. It's a pasuk. It said, El yesod mizbeach ha-ola asher petach ohel mo'ed. Now, what is petach ohel mo'ed? We're talking about over here, the Kohen is walking out, and we're going to learn this for Yom Kippur, but Lamaisa, the Pusik that we're talking about, is talking about the Par Kohen Mashiach. But remember that Hapar teaches from the Par Kohen, Lapar, I mean, teaches us from the Par Kohen Mashiach the dinim of the Par of Yom HaKippurim. But anyway, what it means is that as the Kohen is walking out after finishing the Nisinas Hadam, what's the first thing that he finds when he walks out of the Heichal? And now he sees the Mizbeach in front of him. Obviously, that is the Yesod Mizbeach Ola Petach Ohel Moed. That's the first thing that he reaches. And that's what the Torah is telling us is the correct place to do the Shvicha Shirai. Now, turn around on him. What's fascinating over here is that the Torah repeats the halacha of Yesod HaMizbeach for every single one of the examples of the kata'ot that are presented in Vayikra. And you will recall that I threatened you to constantly review. So you will recall that the five chata'ot are in order. The par kohen Mashiach, the par he'elam dovar shel tzibur, and then we moved on to something that is similar but isn't, and that's the Seir Nasi, because that's brought b'chutz. Masha'in Kain, the first two that I mentioned, are brought b'fnim. And then we have the Chatas Yochid, which is a Seira. And then we have the Chatas Yochid, which is the Inkivsa. So if he's bringing a Kevas, it's supposed to be a Nekiva. That's the fifth. Now, if we take a look, let me open the Chumash. We take a look at each one of those, and they all mentioned the Yisod HaMizbeach, but they mention it in sort of different ways. So let's take a look at the different ways that it's mentioned. So we start off with the pasuk of the par kohen Mashiach, and what it says over there is the lashon im hakohen Mashiach yechatar, tells us all of the korban, all of the emurim they're supposed to bring, how it is supposed to zorik the dam, and then at the end of all of it, it says the eight kol dam hapar yishpoch el yisod mizbach haola. Asher petach ohel moed. Now, this is really spelling it out to you, right? It's the Mizbach Olah, which ought to be enough. Obviously, I know that the Mizbach Olah is petach ohel moed, but it repeats the Mizbach Olah asher petach ohel moed. And we just use that word, asher petach ohel moed, to tell me right next to the door. So, in other words, it would be the Yisod HaMaravi. Then we move on to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. That begins with the words, V'im kol adat Yisrael yishku. Again, it teaches us all of the various things we're supposed to do, v'et kol chobu yorim, v'el salapar kasher la salapar. And then it tells us, however, what we do with the dam. After we finish the matonais, it says, V'et kol hadam yishpoch El Yisod Mizbach Ola Asher Petach Ohel Moed. So again, it spells out in the only other Chatat Pnimit that is mentioned here in the beginning of Ayikra that it has to be not only the Mizbach Ola, it's the Yisod Mizbach Ola Asher Petach Ohel Moed. When we move on to Sa'ir Nasi, which is the next parasha, Asher Nasi Yecheta, there it says the Domo Yishpoch El Yisod Mizbach HaOla, without mentioning anything about Asher Petach Ohel Moed, which makes sense because the Sayer Nasi is not brought inside of the Heichal, and therefore why mention the relationship to the Heichal since the Kohen is not going to be approaching it from inside? He's going to be approaching it from outside where he put the Dam on. It's a Chatas Chitzona. And then in the next two, which are the Soyer Yochid, Seirat Yochid, and Kivsat Yochid, the Loshen is, Et Kol Dama Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbeach. It doesn't even say Yisod Mizbach HaOla. So we go from Mizbach HaOla Asher Petach Ohel Moed, in the first two, to Mizbach HaOla in the next one, and then in the next two, Yisod HaMizbeach, without even identifying what that Mizbeach is. So now, taking that into consideration, let's take a look at the Braita that analyzes why we need all of this repetition about the Yisod. So, Tana Rabbanan, when the Torah says, by the opening of the Par Kohen Mashiach, it says for the first time, El Yisod Mizbach HaOlah. So that word means Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, not to put it on the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now, the truth is there was no Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and we'll get to that problem in a minute. But what it would mean is, don't put it at the bottom, essentially, after putting it on the four kronot of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, don't think that there's something similar to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where you put the Shvich HaShiraim, you put on the Yisod, and over here you'd put it maybe on the bottom. No, it tells us Davka, the Mizbeach HaOlah, and not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And then, when the Pasuk says, and this is talking about the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it repeats again what seems to be the same thing, The second pasuk is El Yesod Mizbach HaOlah, which seems to be saying the same thing. So we already know that we learn out everything from the par of the Kohen Mashiach to the par Olam Dovah Shel Tzibur, don't we? I mean, we learned that out from the Asa Kasher Asa and so on. This repeats it to tell me that you put it El Yesod Mizbach HaOlah, but that there is no Yesod to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it's stressing there's only a Yesod on the Mizbeach HaOlah, because we already know that it's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach HaOlah. And then the third time that it's mentioned, and that's the mentioning of the Sur Nasi, it says El Yesod Mizbach HaOlah. This teaches us that you are supposed to provide a din of Yesod to anything that is brought on the Mizbach HaOlah. So even though we haven't been told, even about the Ola itself, we haven't been told that there's a din of Shvichas Shiraim, but this tells us the Mizbeach demands, the Mizbach HaOlah insists that any carbon that you're going to bring on the Mizbach HaOlah, no matter how you're doing that Zrika, even if it's not a chatas and you haven't been talking about the Kronot HaMizbeach, you still would have to make sure that if there's Shiraim, you put them on the Mizbeach at the Yesod on the Mizbeach HaOlah. So that teaches us three things from these three repetitions of the Mizbeach HaOlah, repetitions being in par Kohen Mashiach, par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and Seir Nasi, the repetitive Mizbeach HaOlah. We're just focusing on those words, the Mizbeach HaOlah. So one teaches us you're supposed to put the dam outside, not inside. The second one teaches us that actually there is no inside Yesod. And the third one teaches us that anything that is being brought, its dam is being nizrak on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, has to also have Shvicha Shiraim on the Yesod. Now, the Gemara...
So the question, Rabbi, why is it called the Mizbeach HaOlah Dafka?
Why is what?
Why is it called the Mizbeach HaOlah? What's the meaning of that? HaOlah, why is it the Mizbeach
called? Because essentially, if you take a look, you're supposed to be really deliciously enjoying the way that the Torah presents all of these things. If you take a look in Parshas Vayikra, the entire idea of the Mizbeach is all focused on that Ola. So it's Hiya Ola, Ala Mizbeach, and then it tells us what to put on the Mizbeach and to make sure the Esh is on the Mizbeach and that you put wood on the Mizbeach, all in context of the carbon that's going to be put on the Mizbeach, which is the Ola, and that is the carbon, of course, that starts everything off, which is Ha'ola. That first Ha'ola tells me a Mizbeach isn't even a functional Mizbeach until you put the Ola on it. And then you can start bringing the other Korbanos. So if you, at the end of the day, you finish up everything with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and nothing is brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So that means that the Torah is focusing the entire idea of the Mizbeach as being meant for that which will be burnt entirely on that Mizbeach. Once it's a Mizbeach HaOlah, we use it for these other things. But now the Mizbeach of the Ola demands, so to speak, a tax. If you're going to be putting dam for a shlomim up here, you've got to put also the dam on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, because that's what you got to give me, so to speak, right? So the extra Mizbeach HaOlah means you always owe something to the Mizbeach HaOlah, right? Clear? So it's a very powerful presentation when you read it in the pasuk.
So are we saying that afterwards it's called Mizbeach HaChitzon, after the Ola is brought?
No, Mizbeach HaChitzon just defines its place. Mizbeach HaOlah is its specific connection to Karbanos. Okay, so now, you say, says the Gemara, in this Braita, I mean, how do you know that when you read that pasuk, that last pasuk, maybe what it means is that not that you have to give something to the Mizbeach of the Ola, meaning that every dam brought on that Mizbeach requires Shvicha Shirayim. Maybe what it really means is that when the Kohen is putting the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, he has to make sure that he puts it on the part of the Mizbeach that has a yesod, which means that if you're in the Mizrachis Dromis corner, if you're in the southeast corner, since that corner does not have a yesod, you remember why that's true. Because that part of the Mizbeach was built in the territory of Yehuda, because remember, Yehuda and Binyamin share the territory, according to the Mandiyama, that holds that Yerushalayim was Nischalka Lishvatim. And since the only predator that we have here that is a toreif is a wolf, and that means that it's got to be in the chelik of Binyamin, who is the toreif. If you can't have it at the area of Binyamin, you can't put the dam there. And that's why the Mizbeach wasn't even given a yesod for dam in the southeast corner. Now, the truth is, there's no yesod all along the south or the east, but the first Amma does have a yesod. That was the shape of the area of Yehuda versus Binyamin. And so the only corner that didn't have a yesod is the southeast, right? But there was like a little bit that came around on the other sides, which would provide a yesod for all of the other corners. Okay. So now,
I'm just showing the boundary between Yehuda and Binyamin now. Binyamin to the left and Yehuda to the right, and gave any nom as the pasuk says, continuing to Har Habayis.
Excellent. Wonderful. You're right there right now?
In his neighborhood, if there was any doubt.
So, I mean, why the hell don't you get the thing built so that you can do it properly? Show us exactly where you put the dam. What are these crazy archaeological stuff? You're focusing on the past instead of the future.
No, I'm just showing the boundary of the Nachlus.
I know what you're doing. It's not good enough. All right, Pranaya, thanks. Very good. So, how come there's no sign Binyamin Zev Yitraf over there? You should insist that Shevet Binyamin puts up a sign.
Maybe remembers the Beitel stone. There used to be that. This is the Gvul of Nachlas Binyamin. It was outside Telstone.
Yes, yes. Okay, anyway, so continuing on, maybe what it's teaching us is that where you're doing a Zrika Saddam, you need to do the Zrika Saddam on an area where the dam will fall to the Yesod. Maybe that's the point. I mean, you're claiming that it means you always have to give something to the Yesod of Shirayim. How do you know that's true? Amar Reb Yishmael, because I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. I can learn that out from a Kal Vachomer, as Reb Yishmael likes to do. So says Reb Yishmael, it's a Kal Vachomer. Take a look at Shirayim. Now, Shirayim, they're not Mechaprim. It's the Zrika that's Mechaper, right? But even the Shirayim have to be poured out on the Yesod. So the actual Zrika Saddam of the Eila, which is Mechaper, I mean, isn't it obvious that it would need to be a dam that is going to drip down to the Yesod? So that's a given. Therefore, when it adds these additional words for the third time by the Sayer Nasi, Yesod Mizbeach HaOlah, it's got to be telling me that the Mizbeach insists that there be dam given from every carbon that should be put on the Yesod, which is Mechayev Shvicha Shirayim on a carbon oila, even though the carbon oila never says a word about Shvicha Shirayim. It's only the Chatas that talks about the Shirayim. Which makes sense, because the Chatas, remembers, put all the way up on the top of the Mizbeach, on the Kranot. So it's now a Chiddush that we're going to, wow, there's going to be dam that will also be put all the way on the bottom. So some is put all the way on top, and then the Shirayim is put all the way on the bottom. But when it comes to the other Korbanos, then it would be just that the place of the Zrika requires it, so it's a given. But maybe you don't need to put Shirayim on the bottom. That's why we need this extra pasuk, the third pasuk, to teach me that even this Sayer Nasi, which is a Sayer that is brought b'chutz, requires it, and that it's Mechayev the Oila itself to have a Yesod. Omer Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, I don't like the way that you said that. I would say it a little bit differently. Now, I agree with the Kal Vachomer. I just think that Rabbi Yishmael missed an opportunity to make that Kal V'chomer even more powerful than the way that he said it. And I would say it like this. Mashiraim, which are not mechaper, and they're not even coming to be mechaper. Now, what the heck that means is not clear, but apparently Rabbi Akiva thinks it adds an awful lot. So we're going to get back to what Rabbi Akiva is adding here. But mashiraim that are neither mechaper nor are they coming for chapara, they still would require yesod. So kol shekein the ola, which is not only mechaper, but it's coming for chapara, in odin shetu una yesod, doesn't it obviously need a yesod? Therefore, okay, whatever that means, we'll get back to. But that means that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree that we've got a Kal V'chomer, just a question of how well we say that Kal V'chomer. So what then do we need the Pasuk to tell me? In Cain, why then do we repeat yet a third time, Matabodomer El Yisod Mizbacha Ola? That's got to be coming to tell me, Tain Yisod LeMizbacha Shel Ola. That forces us to say that you always need to do a Shvicha Shirayim, which I wouldn't have known. So let me go to the top of the Braita and review it from the beginning. Omar, you said the Mizbacha Ola, it means El Yisod Mizbacha Ola, but not Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. But why does it mean that? Maybe it just means that there's a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbach Ola. But it doesn't mean that you can't do it on the Yisod Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the mitzvah is legufe. It's just coming to teach me the chiyuv to do. But where does it ever say that you can't do it any other way? Remember, this is kachim. I need a pasuk to tell me that this is the only way you can do it. And therefore, you're jumped one step. You don't have three psukim. You've only got really two psukim. No, I'll tell you why. Because that is learned from those extra words that I didn't mention in this braita, which is Mizbach Ola Asher Petach Ol Moed. Now, Asher Petach Ol Moed, I know very well that the Mizbach Ola is Petach Ol Moed. All I needed to write over here was the Es Shiore Adam Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbeach Asher Petach Ol Moed. Why do I need to say El Yisod Mizbach Ola Asher Petach Ol Moed? Once you tell me it's Petach Ol Moed, then I know it's the Mizbach Ola. There is no other Mizbeach, my dear friend. So why are you telling me Ola? That's got to tell me that it's only, that's why I said it that way, that it's only the Mizbach Ola and not the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So I was justified in that. I didn't give you all the information. I thought you'd figure it out. Okay, so then when we get to the end, we say, the third one, which is by the Soyer Nasi, means to tell me, oh, Yisod Mizbach Ola, that means Tein Yisod LeMizbeach Shel Ola. You've got to make sure that every time you bring a korban on the Mizbeach Ola, give some of it to the Yisod, and that is the Shvicha Shirayim, even of a korban Ola, where Shvicha Shirayim was never mentioned. Because if you mean to take the pasuk as it says, well, I'm telling you a big chiddush here, a soyer nasi, which is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which I never told you before, that also requires Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod. Well, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that? Halamali, what would it be telling me? That the Shirayim need to be poured on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Obviously, I can't. I mean, if the whole korban is being brought outside, so obviously, what did you think? I'm going to take the shirayim and go inside? Even where the korbanos were up until now, we've been talking about was the par kohen mashiach and the par helem davar shel tzibur, which are brought inside. Both of them need you to walk outside with the shiore adam to pour the dam on the yisod mizbeach. So what kind of craziness would I think that if I'm bringing a korban outside, I should now bring the shiore adam inside? I'd have to be crazy. Obviously, it would have to be put on the yisod mizbeach hachitzon. That's where I brought the korban. So the pasuk has got to be telling me something else. What would that something else be? That what we just said, that all of the korbanos brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, including the korban ola, obviously, or the tosfos dafka the korban ola, the din would be, it requires Shvicha Shirayim. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, now, wait. Maybe it's not as crazy as it sounds. Maybe the point in the Torah is that actually we need the participation of all of the Mizbeachs in the Beis HaMikdash in every carbon. So if you're doing a Chatas HaPnimit, so then all the dam is put, the Zrika is on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Shvich HaShiraim is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So maybe if I do the opposite in the Seir Nasi, I'm doing all of the Zrikas on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, maybe I'm supposed to do the Shvich HaShiraim on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Maybe that's what it means. So then, you know, you made it sound like I'm crazy. I don't think that's so crazy. V'chitem et ha'apich mepar. Maybe we should just always do a mirror image of the Shirayim to the Zrika. If it was Barei, then it goes the Gavoy. So if we did something that was outside, then the Shirayim go to the inside. And if we do something of the Zrika to the inside, the Gavoy, then we do the Shvicha Shirayim to the Barei, to the outside. So maybe it should just be reversed. Ah, that is ridiculous, because you can't reverse it. Because there is no Yesod. We learned out from that second Pasuk. Ha'ein lo Yesod b'mizbeach ha'pnimi. So there's no Yesod there at all, which we learned from the second Pasuk, which means that the juxtaposition would be ridiculous. Put the dam that was done inside on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, and put dam that was Zorak outside, where? On the floor? Where? So, I mean, it's not a very meaningful juxtaposition if there's Dafka, no provision for that type of Shvicha Shirayim. So therefore, it's got to be telling me what I said. And that is, it's got to be telling me that there's a din that the Mizbeach demands that any carbon that you're bringing on this Mizbeach, I want some of that Shirayim. That's got to be put on the Mizbeach. Okay. Now we just have a little Tosfos that we have to go through on Amud Beis over there, which shouldn't take us more than a couple of seconds, so I'm sure you won't mind. Right. So I think that maybe it would be okay, since we're right smack bang in the middle here, if we go a little bit further, so that we understand the drasha on the Braita perfectly, okay? So let's continue on a bit here. Now, we continued on there in that Braita. How do you know that that's what it's telling us? Maybe the third pasuk is telling us that the Mizbeach of the Eila should actually Yehe Le'Yisod. Maybe what it's saying is that you've got to actually bring the dam on something that is over a place on the Mizbeach where there is a Yesod. That's where we said that would mean that you cannot do the Zrika of the dam on a corner, which would be the southeast corner, that has no Yesod. Maybe that's good for what it's coming to tell us. And there it was, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, that's a Kal V'chomer. Now, before we talk about that Kal V'chomer, which we were very curious about, because we didn't understand what the difference was between how Rabbi Akiva formulated it or how Rabbi Yishmael formulated it. Before we get to that part, I'm just wondering, how would you have read that into the pasuk? I mean, it doesn't say El Yesod Ha'olah. It says El Yesod Mizbach Ha'olah. Now, it's not a function of the Mizbeach. If you're writing Mizbeach, then that is a demand of the Mizbeach. It's telling me that other things that come on this Mizbeach would need to be done on the Yesod. And then if you're telling me that it's referring to the Zrika, it would be saying, any dam that you put on the Mizbeach has to be put on an area which is over the Yesod. Is that a true statement? Of course it's not a true statement. It's a ridiculous statement. Because since it says beferish that you have to put the dam of any of these chataot, you have to put them on the karnot ha-mizbeach, how the heck could you avoid putting something over the southeast corner? There's four karnot on the mizbeach, and one of them is going to be on the southeast. So no matter how you read it, the pasuk would make no sense. any dam that you put on this Mizbeach, you have to put on a place which is over a Yesod. Not true? Absolutely not true? If that's true, then I won't be able to put the dam of the Chatorot on the Arba Kronot on Mizbeach. So it doesn't say that. It says a Yesod Mizbeach Ola, and if it's referring to the Etzem Zrika, it would be a contradiction in terms, because we do not do all of the Etzem Zrikas on an area that excludes the southeast corner, do we? Therefore, if what you're talking about over here, and you're claiming that it's only to teach about the Ola, not about the Dam on the Mizbeach, it should have said El Yesod HaOla. Would have said El Yesod HaOla would have meant the Yesod which was under the place where you're bringing the Zrika of the Dam of the Ola. But that's not what it says. It says the Mizbeach, which means anything on the Mizbeach. No, that isn't. Doesn't make sense. So how did you even think that it meant O'ein el mizbeach she'olo yehel yesod? Says the Gemara, you can't write those words. You cannot write yesod ha'ola. You know why? Because if you would have written i'aviktiv el yesod ha'ola, and you would not be referring to the yesod ha'mizbeach, you get a completely different picture of what needs to be done here. I ask you for a moment to imagine now the Mizbeach structure in your mind. So we've got the Yesod HaMizbeach. So you may be thinking of the Yesod HaMizbeach as this little one-inch high little thing, but it's not true. It's an Amma high. It's an Amma high, and then it's an Amma step, horizontally. And then we get up to the next part of the Mizbeach, right? And that is the area where we're going to be Zorik, the Dam of the Ola, on the side. But if it had said El Yesod HaOla, instead of referring to the Mizbeach, now let's think about the term Mizbeach in your mind. We've got a Mizbeach. When you think of the Mizbeach, is the Mizbeach the side of the Mizbeach, or is the Mizbeach the top of the Mizbeach? Tell me what comes first to mind. The Mizbeach is the top of the Mizbeach, right? The place where you're going to be bringing the Karbonos, which is why it's called Mizbeach. The moment that you use the word Mizbeach, what you're talking about is the horizontal, not the vertical. But when I talk to you about the Ola and the Dama Ola, what comes to mind? The top of the Mizbeach? No, exactly, the side of the Mizbeach. So if I would have said the Yesod HaOla, what comes to mind? The vertical part of the Yesod. And we don't use the vertical part of the Yesod for anything. When we're supposed to be do Shvicha Shirayim, it's on the Mizbeach. The Yesod HaMizbeach means on the Gag, so to speak, on the horizontal portion of the Yesod. Had we written Yesod HaOla, you know what it would have meant? It would have meant that when the Kohen does the Zrika, he should do the Zrika against the vertical part of the bottom of the Mizbeach, which is the bottom Amma. That's what it would have meant, which is not true. That is not where we do the Zrika Saddam. So don't tell me that it should have said Yesod HaOla. That would have been a meaningless statement. It would have been wrong, because it would have meant to have, bezikifa. You have to throw the dam on the vertical of the Yesod. So by making it clear that it's Yesod Mizbeach HaOla, now I know that we're talking about the top of it, the Gag of the Yesod, which is the horizontal point, and that's the same thing as the Gag of the Mizbeach, which is the horizontal top of the entire Mizbeach. So that is not the possibility. Now, the next thing was this weird machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about how to make the Kal Vachomer, which tells us you don't even need a pusik to tell me this din. Omer Rabbi Yishmael, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're supposed to put the zrika of the dam kineged a place where there is a yesod. Gag yesod lomali. Isn't it a kal vachomer? If the shirayim of the chataot, now the chataot is not mechaper at all, right? But where do we do the shvicha shirayim? We do the shvicha shirayim on a place where there's yesod. So where you're going to do the tchila of the oila, the tchila of the oila means not the shirayim. The shirayim are the leftovers of the tchila. the tchila of the oila, which is coming specifically to be mechaper, meaning whatever it is that the oila is coming for, don't get confused with the word mechaperet, where we always say the chatas is mechaper and the oila is not mechaper. That's only relative. As I explained to you, the chatas is mechaper on chayvei krisus and so on, and the ashem is mechaper on real averis of azharas. Relative to that, we say the oila is not coming for kapara, but obviously the oila itself, whatever it achieves, is a kapara. You want to talk about the mitzvahs aseh, but whatever it is, that's the kapara of the oila. So where do we do the kapara of the oila? With the zrika, not with shvicha shirayim, right? So you're telling me I need a pasuk to tell me that the zrika, the original, the tchila, the zrika's dam of the oila, which is coming to be the main kapara of whatever it is that the oila does. So obviously it would have to be put on a place where there is this yesod, and therefore eino din shetu'una gag yesod. So then that would mean that it has to be over a place where there is such a thing. So I know from the Kal Vachomer that the tchilas oilag has to be done not on the southeast corner. So why would I need a pusik to tell me that? That's why I have the extra pusik. Now, Rabbi Akiva argued on Rabbi Yishmael, and he said, I agree with your Kal Vachomer, but I don't like the way you presented it, because that Kal Vachomer could be much more powerful. What you should have said was, is ma shiyare chatat, that are ein mechaprim, and not only that, they're not even coming to be mechaper. They need gag yisod, tchilat ola, which is mechaperet, and it's even coming to be mechaper. So I agree with you, there's the Kal Vachomer, and now we can both get together and hold hands with Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva on the next piece. That's got to be telling me that you make sure that any kind of korban that's brought on the Mizbach HaOlah gives a little bit of dam onto the Yisod HaMizbeach for the Shiraim. Now, this was very, very opaque. I mean, what is the difference between the way Rabbi Yishmael says it and the way Rabbi Akiva says it? And what does Rabbi Akiva even mean when he says, and they're not coming to be mechaper, or, and it is coming to be mechaper? Well, who, what, where, when? Doesn't seem to have any meaning. My binayu. So what really is this discussion all about? How do you explain those words, boim lechaper, and so on? Omer of Adabar Ava, the question over here is whether Shiraim are ma'akvin. Mar Savar ma'akvin, Umar Savar lo ma'akvin. Now, this is a very problematic Gemara, and Rashi attempts to get around it in ways that are not very clear at all. There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim of what Rashi means. To try to get some clarity of this, I'll sort of make an amalgam of how it is that Rashi is understood. Remember that normally we've had many, many times the machlokas about Shiraim Ma'akvim. We discussed earlier whether the Shiraim of the Chata'ot HaPnimiot are Ma'akvim. The normal way of understanding Ikuv Shiraim is that if you didn't bring the Shiraim, then the korban was not Mechaper, because it would have the same din as the Tchilas Zrika, the Tchilas Dam. And therefore, if anything went wrong with the Shiraim, let's say the dam spilled out before you were able to have Shiraim, or you didn't leave over any Shiraim after you did the original Srika, you'd have to bring another carbon to make sure that you got your kapara. That's normally the way that we understand the Shiraim Ma'akvin. Now, if you're going to learn it that way, then you haven't done very much to talk about Boim lechaper, precisely. What would we mean with the two separate steps of boim lechaper? So, lechora, what it means is that, of course, nobody holds that the shiraim of the karbonas, except, you know, we had the earlier machlokes about the chataot, the pnimiot, of the specifically, but the shiraim are not coming to be ma'akev. Does not mean nobody holds that they're actually part of the Etzem Zrika and they achieve the actual Kapara. That's not the point. The point is, do they come? Do you have to make sure that they come as part of the kapara. That's what it means. But if they don't happen, nobody's going to say you have to bring a new carbon. So Rabbi Yishmael is telling us, look, you do have to pour out the shirayim. And so if that's the case, you're going to have to make sure that you've got some blood left for the shirayim. And that means that even though it's not ma'akev the etzem kapara, but it really is necessary to bring. Moshe Enkin, Rabbi Akiva holds, no, it's not even coming. It's eno bolachapra. It's not even coming as part of the kapara, which means that you don't even have to see to it that you leave over dam to be brought for shiari adam. If you want to pour out all of the dam in the original zrika, that's fine. But what do you mean it's fine? What happened to the shirayim? The shirayim are not coming as part of the kapara. The din in the shirayim, says Rabbi Akiva, is that in the event that there are shirayim that were left over, this is what to do with them, you see? So then the language makes a great deal of sense, says Rabbi Akiva. Look, they don't even need to be here. That's the pshat. They don't even need to be here as part of the Avodas Adam. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael says, look, it's true they're not ma'akev the kapara, but they need to be there. If you're the Kohen, you have to make sure that you leave over Shirayim in order to be put onto the Mizbeach. That's the difference between them. But the question of the literal Shirayim Akvin that we find all over does not seem to be the issue over here about the Shirayim of all of the Korbanas being Ma'akev. So that would be the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Mar Sava, Rabbi Yishmael holds, you've got to make sure that there are shirayim, so I cannot say the words Einam Boim Lechaper. Whereas Mar Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds, even that you don't have to worry about. Mar Sava, Loma Akve, and it's a completely kosher korban, even if you never bothered even leaving over shirayim. Rav Papa Omar, you don't even have to go that far, says Rav Papa. It could be that no one would hold that you've got to have shirayim. Kulei alma shirayim ein ma'akvin. The whole machlokas about Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, is referring to a very special case. And that is that we never talked about, all along, what have we been talking about? All of the things we've spoken about has been about behemot, right? Talking about behemot, is the behemah a chatas, or is the behemah an oila? Or are there other dinim about the dam of the zrikas of a shlomim? But you neglect to talk about a very important question. What is the din of a bird? Now, there's no zrika of a dam on a bird at all. Remember, we don't use a kli. Whatever we do with the dam, it says, v'hiza midam achatat al kira mizbeach, means directly from the neck that you were melech, vahanish arbadam. Now, this is the equivalent of shirayim on an animal, except that it's in the bird. It's not in a cup. So, hanish arbadam, any blood that is left, yimatzeh yisod hamizbeach. Ah, so there is an equivalency in a chatas ha'of of the concept of shirayim, because it says hanish arbadam, but you can't pour it because there's no cup. So there's no shvicha shirayim, but there is mitsui. Mitsui means you squeeze the body of the oaf against the yisod in order to get the rest of the dam out. Now, nobody ever discussed what the din is of that mitsui in terms of its relationship to the shvicha shirayim of a behema. That's what we're talking about over here. So Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva want to argue about inclusiveness of the mitzvah chatas ha'of in this kal v'chomer. So because of that, they phrase it differently. They're arguing about whether you would need to bring the mitzvah of a chatas ha'of. Rabbi Yishmael holds, you do need to do that. And therefore, he can't say, eno boim l'chaper. Whereas in this particular case, Rabbi Akiva says, even in this case, it's not ma'akev. And in fact, the Braisa seems to say exactly that that's the point. Tanya kavasi to Rav Papa, the eight kol dam apar yishpoch. Where we were talking about the par kohen Mashiach, it says, all of the dam of the par. Remember what the par is? That comes to tell me a din of the par Yom HaKippurim, that the par Yom HaKippurim also needs Matan Domim Yisod. That's what Rebbe said. But Rebbe Yishmael says, no, I know that from a Kal Vachomer. If even blood that never goes into the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a chovah to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, is it? It still needs Yisod. So when we're talking about the par of a Kohen, does the Kohen Mashiach, does he have to do an Avera? It's a mitzvah for him to do an Avera and therefore see to it that the blood is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash? Of course not. If it happened, so then this is what you got to do. It's not a chiev. You're going to tell me it's a chovah? What? Yom Kippur is a chovah. So mishenich mazdam olifnim chovah on Yom Kippur, where you have to bring that same par. You have to bring it whether anything happened or not. So for sure it's going to require the full set of the avedas. And Rabbi Akiva here too says, I don't like the way you said that, Kal Vachomer, Rabbi Yishmael. What you should have said was, why are you taking a look at whether it's a chovah or not? Why don't you take a look at the difference of whether it goes lifnai v'lifnim, which is much more powerful? All you need to say is, if a par kohen gadol, which never goes lifnai v'lifnim, it only goes into the heichal, and nonetheless, it doesn't need to go lifnai v'lifnim, not for a chovah, not for a mitzvah. Nonetheless, it's ton yisod. If you have something that is so chomer that it goes lifnai v'lifnim as a chovah, ain't no din sheton yisod. You might think that therefore it's even ma'akev the kapara. Talmud lomar, that was the other pasuk that we had, v'chila mikapera takodesh. It says v'chila mikapera takodesh as soon as he's finished doing everything in the heichal, before he does anything with shirayim. V'chila mikapera means that's it. You finished. Shomu kol hakaparot kulam. So even before we got to the Shvir HaShirayim, the Torah uses the word, okay, fini, chila, that's it, you finish. So what's the rest of it? The rest of it is a nice thing to do. So says Rabbi Yishmael.